Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Okay, Brandon, I'm going back to it. I'm going back to the Faith Friday voice here on the Smarticle Podcast.
Low and calm.
Take a step back, do some reflection. Maybe we don't use the C, A, and D word here on the Smarticle Podcast.
No one's ever used the C word here, Larry.
I don't think the C word is what you think the C word is, but
okay, Christian.
A time for reflection here on the Smarticle Podcast. Thank you for joining us. By the way, if you do like the show, share it with your friends. Say, hey, on Fridays, the Smarticle Podcast talks about the big G-O-D in the sky.
What do you think? Is he in the sky? I always said, I thought he was kind of universal, but anyway, sure, we'll go with that.
All right. On today's Friday Faithful Edition, we're going to be talking about transition. And a little episode from our good friend Richard Rohr at the Center for Action and Contemplation called Fly Loose. Our good friend Reverend Rohr is quoting the Reverend Cameron Trimble, who is a leader in the United Church of Christ, who says, quote, "We are going to hit some turbulence ahead," my flying instructor went on, "and you will learn something about your airplane. If you tighten your grip on the yoke, you reduce the aerodynamics of your aircraft. You, as the pilot, actually make it less safe, steady, and stable. So remember, when the flying gets rough, fly loose, moving ahead. In the face of such extraordinary transitions in life, it's natural to look for solutions to our problems. We tightly grip the yoke of our families, businesses, government, and communities, trying to regain control of people and systems that feel broken and dangerous. Lastly, by getting lost and welcome the reality that we do not have the answers or know the way forward, we enter a space of liminality and emergence. We are not attempting to fix broken systems, but instead summoning entirely new worlds. Brandon, how are you at getting lost?
Well, I'm a heck of a lot better now than I was 20 years ago. Some of this stuff, I think when he talks about, you know, letting go of like trying to grip family and business and all these things, the longer you are on this rock, on this mortal coil, the more you're going to see things happen, right?
Yeah.
You're going to see jobs lost. You're going to see families broken up. You're going to see divorces. You're going to see
people die.
I mean, all the things that life brings at us. Exactly. Economic downturns, all those things. So some people have a great run and everything seems to go their way. You know, I was reading about Tony Say, the guy that started Zappos. And, you know, there's been a lot of articles about him. We should do a show on him. It was just brutal. Guy's worth millions and millions of dollars, and he's the most unhappy person
And he's
ever.
Like huffing in a closet in Vegas.
Yeah. He's just out of control. He's a complete drug addict. And it's all because he got too much too fast. Probably had these issues that he had never dealt with. And so we live in this country in particular in a society that lives with this lottery mentality. I don't want to stop other people from making too much money because I might make that much money myself. Well, that's true. Like we want to always have the possibility of becoming rich like Jeff Bezos or whatever, right? So we're not going to put any stops on that sort of that pure capitalism because we don't want to lose that. The problem is for most people, as you well know, they'll never get there. Most people will never have that kind of money. I mean, it's such a minute percentage of people that have that kind of control in their life. And even those that do, even the ones that are so over-the-top rich, they still deal with the stuff. Look at the GOAT, Tom Brady, the golden boy. He's married to one of the most beautiful women. I know. Married to one of the most beautiful women on the planet Earth. He's good-looking kids, houses all over the place. He's printing money. He's so rich. You know what? She leaves him. I don't know why. Maybe it was just a normal breakup like lots of marriages that end. But man, it's rough. Tiger Woods. Another guy, just another woman has come out and accused him of something. It's so tragic to me to see these people. It's like we can never learn that lesson. And in fact, I feel like in some ways these are sacrificial lambs, that these people are given all this so that they can blow it, right? How many people do you know that are super, and you know a few people in that city that are really, really, really loaded. I feel like the ones that I've known that are super loaded, there's something that happens to them that gets broken. And so when I look at this fly loose, this idea of you've got to be willing to let it all go. You once said to me, and I'll let you answer back. You once said
you're gonna land the
we
plane
had a
here.
Friend.
Like
we had a friend with a lot of money, and you said
did
if
he have
that friend
elevator in his house.
Nope. You said if that friend would just give away all his money, he would find the answers to that he was looking for, but he couldn't do it. In a sense, he was a rich young ruler. So
I
agree
that's
with
Jesus.
You
did I say what Jesus said?
You kind of.
Are you quoting me or Jesus?
Well, Larry, it's a faith Friday. We're not going to make a joke about what our Lord and Savior has said, but we are going to talk about the fact that you said a perfectly normal adage to people like, hey, dude, give it all away.
I feel like me and you are in the same spot from life experience in that my dad died when I was 25. Mm-hmm. It was my mom. My sister lived out of state. My brother lived out of state. I made the most money. I was in a great spot in Hollywood working. My dad dies, and I remember not almost being able to breathe from just having to take care of my mom and all that was going on. It was almost that I was completely lost. It's the most lost I've ever felt in my life. Mm-hmm. Completely broken at that spot. That forever changes how you view life coming at you, right? Flash forward to today. My wife has lost some grandparents, but her parents are still alive. She's never lost anything like that. Had her heart stopped, couldn't breathe.
Right.
So when we have to make decisions about life, big things come at us. I am informed by that moment of being truly lost and not knowing the route out, where she is a complete doer. She just feels like when something comes, we can work and do our way out of this situation. Whereas I go it's okay to be lost. It's okay to sit here for a second.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at some point you're going to be sitting in the desert and you're going to not have anyone to help you. You're not going to have any water. You're not going to have whatever. And you're just going to have to be. It's almost like you've got to get to the point of pure desperation and loss to truly understand what God's trying to teach us. That if we hang on to whatever it is too tightly, we see it all the time. If it's not your children, it's your job. If it's not your job, it's something else. You know, we see it with people with relationships. When they end, they're just absolutely devastated. We both have a very, very dear friend who was going through one of the most magical periods of her life. Absolutely, just so overwhelmingly happy, joyful period of her life. And she gets a breast cancer diagnosis. Literally in the middle of this most, and it's like, what the? And I don't think that God's a puppet master and God's up there. But what I do think is that God doesn't guarantee us anything. That everything is part of his sovereign or her sovereign plan. And that the universe is what, we've talked about this ad nauseum on the show. Our universe, our galaxy is so enormous, so gigantic that we can't even, with our small human brains, can't even fathom it. So what makes us think that we can control anything? Like literally a meteor, a giant meteor could crash through the roof of your building right there and wipe out all life in San Francisco and you'd be dead instantaneously. You have no control over it. Things could happen. Maybe there's a gas line that breaks and there's an explosion in my house and I die. I'm saying there's some things that we just have no control over. Drunk driver driving down the road, plows into me, kills me, maybe doesn't kill me, kills my wife and child, right? There are horrible things that happen. I'm not trying to overlay that, say, oh, everybody's life's going to be terrible, because it's not always terrible. We need to learn how to deal with the good and the bad in the same way. And that's a challenge.
So this idea of gripping, that back to that first part of that pilot gripping on, you're literally, when you're gripping in a pilot, you're like sending the plane into a downward spiral. I got to interview this comedian about 5 years ago. He was coming on a show I was hosting and he was like, hey, you're going to host this comedian. His big thing is improvisation. And I watched these videos of him going into the audience and they'd be like, hey, you give me a word, you give me a word. And he would write a rap with just the words. And I was like, God, this guy's incredible. It wasn't a magic trick. He was just able to do this. And so he comes on the show. He's like, how in the world do you improvise? How you do? You must be brilliant, intelligent. She goes like, the key to improvising is letting all your thoughts go so that the new ones come in and your brain will put it together for you. Mm-hmm. If you clear your brain, let go of everything, you can actually do it. And I started to do it with my kids as an exercise. And it is so true. The less you grip on it, the better you can let the words come in. And so it's idea of, what are you gripping on in life? My kids hate this saying. When you let things go, you pay attention to the universe. And I'm always telling my kids, what is the universe trying to tell you about the situation you're in?
Do you say let go and let God to your kids?
No, I don't. I say they're sick of this saying, like, I'm always telling them, like, what is the universe trying to tell you? Are you paying attention? What is the universe literally trying to tell you at this moment?
Well, and that's wisdom. And as he says, we do not have the answers today. We have the wondering. We must now use the wisdom of our wounds, both caused and carried, as portals into a new way of becoming. His is an invitation to becoming fully present to the unfolding wonder of the world around us, to let go of our need for controlling the narrative and be swept up in the possibility of a more just and generous future ahead. I mean, that is just literally saying, I have to let go of everything and I can't control it. I have to just decide to let go. And that is hard, man. That's the serenity prayer. I mean, that is the single hardest challenge any human being will ever confront, and most never do.
Gripping. The hardest I grip is when I'm at the dentist and then going in with the grinder. Picking at the plaque.
Yeah.
I am just like digging in my legs, just gripping. I'm always telling myself, just, hey, what's the pain level going to be if I'm grinding my legs with my hands, or just being like, hey, man, just it'll be over in a minute.
Yeah, that is hard to do. Your body naturally wants to grip, right?
Yeah.
It is a training mechanism. You know that once you've experienced something, you have experience with it. So that's part of what this is talking about.
Brandon, I would like to thank you for teaching me today to let go and let God. Thank you, Brandon.